Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Brayton Cameron.
Gary Butterfield.
Gary Butterfield.
Hey, B.
Hey, I'm working on this new thing. I'm trying to do some voices for like a wacky sound effects mixtape.
Sure.
Let me try this one out. Are you ready? This is my like basketball announcer voice. You ready?
Okay.
Gary Butterfield.
This is pretty good.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
Okay, now this is my baseball announcer voice. Are you ready?
Yep.
Gary Butterfield!
That's also really good, like real old-timey.
Yeah, it's a little old-timey.
Baseball is a gentleman's sport.
It's an old sport. It's been around.
It's for gentlemen.
But the sound effects CD is just for fun.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do that in their homes. They just never get released, so you never hear about it. I've been working on some voices as well.
Okay.
That's not what I call, but it's okay to have a little fun every once in a while. It can't all be business. So here is my voice I've been coming through, and I'm trying to think of like a cool raver DJ.
Okay.
All right. This is my voice.
DJ!
That's really good.
Thank you. I thought so.
I like that. It's got a lot of reverb. I don't know how you did that, but it's really cool.
I have throat a scope.
That would do it. The pleasure throat.
Pleasure throat. I mean, similar, you know, half, six and one half. There's
yeah.
a half out there.
Because instead nice it would have been like, DJ, everything I do it for you. Right?
Yeah. DJ, I love you. yeah, so it's it's just a throatoscope. I still have the prototype installed.
Okay.
My body hasn't rejected it. But so that's not why I called. Well, and it's actually kind of fit. So like, so Brayton, you know me for a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Let's go through, what are the things that you know about me? What am I known for?
Well, we've talked about this before. Definitely it's horses.
Mm-hmm.
Your
love horses.
Love for the equines is known throughout the nation.
Borders on legendary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We know that you are a family man.
Yes. Yeah, I love my family. I love my naysayers. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the two things. You know, I have a huge family. My son, Colmum, he just had a son of his own.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be a granddad.
That's really exciting. You're awfully.
No. I know. Well, he's awfully young, too. It's kind of weird.
Fair enough.
But, something about being raised in the labs. So I love those. But, I mean, as you know, the other thing is that I am a man of carriage, and that is because I am a lover of food.
Right, yeah. We've had quite a few discussions about food and food-related products, so I know that your heart, that's how to get there, to your heart.
My ribby-wrapped heart. Anybody who watches our product line knows that we love food, right? So we love mm-hmm. booze foods. We love pizza panties. We love all kinds of food. I'm a gourmand of the highest caliber. In fact, my wife, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes she wakes me up by saying gourmand.
That's cute.
She's been known to bring me some vodka au gratin in the morning.
Oh.
If it's been a rough night.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I was thinking about my love of business, my love of food, putting it together. Brayton, I wanted to bring you in. I'm going to start a restaurant.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, that's a really tough business. So, like, I know we've been in business for a long time. You think it's mm-hmm. time to, like, break into it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm a busy guy, and running a restaurant is really, really difficult, and I'm already my own boss, but I want to have a place where my kids can work as teenagers and not get paid.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about...
You don't want them to be bad influences on the horses at the horse course.
Nor on the kids at the Aquatarium. You know, mm-hmm. I don't need my kids to be bad influences. Devil's hands are the rejects. The devil's hands are rejected, is what they say. And yeah. I don't want to have my kids become devil's rejects.
Sure. So, I totally understand that.
I mean, you know, they're already so human mm-hmm. that they can't get human anymore. I do not want them to become the devil's rejects, want them to be able to have a place to work. The thing is, I took my philosophy and our philosophy of kind of like precision sniper aimed product engineering and mm-hmm. Took it to restaurants. And as okay. you know, I've been living in Behendrendahennen. And I looked around at the restaurants and they are really low caliber. Like really, like Long John Silver's low caliber.
Sure, sure. Everything created by the Yum Corporation, which is somehow related to Pepsi, which, as we know, has had some rough times.
Yeah, they've had some rough times, and we don't want to. I mean, our you know, Pepsi. I respect them. I respect their products, but I think that they're just kind of casting about in the dark for anything. So they bought Long John Silver's.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They bought a ham cube, which
sure.
is just,
sure.
you know, just you get a cube. It's gross.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, we need a high-end place.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're going to put it in Behendrendahennen.
Yeah, this is where all the movers and shakers live.
Right.
You know? What's the classiest food you can think of?
Oh, boy. Other than vodka au gratin?
Mm-hmm. Even classier than vodka gratin made with a very fancy vodka.
Well, I don't know, Gary. I don't know, maybe like a steak or something like that.
Okay. Very good so far. Steak's really fancy. You know what else is fancy?
What?
Shrimps.
Shrimps are fancy.
So I'm sure that you know where I'm going with this.
Wait, are you talking about surf and turf, my friend?
I was going to say turf and surf, but yeah.
All right,
Which is little shrimps are surfing. Go to the turf and get a steak. We're the shrimp. Eat us now.
Yeah.
Right, so it's a delicious food. It's so fancy. But... like if you're a fancy person like you and I, we make. I mean, it's pretty safe to say that we are in the 1%.
Oh, clearly.
And when I go out to eat, I'm always getting turf and surfs, and mm-hmm. I get a little bored with it, you know.
Hmm. Okay. I could see that because I mean, you're eating it 3-4 times a week because it's the only food fit for a person of our character.
Right. For a magnate.
For a magnate.
You know, we are business magnates.
We're not Rutherford B. Templetons, but we're right up there.
Well, we're business magnates. He is a beard magnate. The guy who runs Pepsi is a soda magnate.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they have in common? They're all magnates.
Yeah.
And let me get out my copy of Checkbook Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Little bedtime reading for you. Magnates are the fastest growing group of fine meat consumers.
Okay, sure, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We love our fine meat. So I was, and another thing about at least me and you, and probably in other people, there's that law where each person represents so many, you know, thousands of people. Mm-hmm. We love food that rhymes.
Yeah, I do. Surf and turf, turf and surf, both really great.
Vodka au gratin. Yeah,
it's hard to rhyme.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but yeah, we love food that rhymes. So I was thinking about starting a restaurant that focuses on an amazing spread of food that rhymes, and I'm going to open it up as a brand new Behendrendahennen steak house.
Okay. I like it. I like it. It's simple. It's elegant. Mm-hmm. It's in a place where a lot of people are going to be, especially during the crab grabs, or, you know, when you open up when it's season for the Aquatorium,
Mm-hmm.
This is great. This is really great. You said something about food pairings. What do you got? What do you got in mind?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, let's say you're sick of the turf and surf, and you've always wanted to eat a Shetland pony. We got for you Shetland pony and sunflower seeds, or as we like to call it, steed and seeds.
Oh, very good. Okay. Hit me with another one.
We have a world-class Italian chef coming in, and he's sharing with us an exclusive dish, lasagna manana. It's a taco lasagna that you order today, but you get tomorrow.
Oh, that's really fascinating, because it's multicultural. And, you know, as the world gets more multicultural, multi-ethnic, and everybody's kind of a little bit everything, and we all know that Bahendranjanjanjanjanjan is like a melting pot. This is really good. This is really great. I think I'm picking up kind of what you're coming with. Can I shoot one towards you?
Well, I know that you used to be a chef.
Well,
so
yeah,
part,
briefly.
Part of what I called you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let me really prose it up, because, you know, I love those 4-star restaurants where they really like kind of want to talk about how great the food is. So
let's do a little role play. Like, I'll be a magnate and you be a waiter.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Oil futures are in, and my son is being a stupid baby, and I think that it is time for me to eat a rhyming food.
Oh, excellent, sir. We have a special today on our minestrone and bologna. It's warm, delicious soup served in our signature bologna sandwich bread bowl.
Why, this makes my taste buds say,
yeah.
How feminine, sir.
Well, I have a pleasure throat installed.
Indeed. Indeed. Would you like to hear about an entree?
Well, after the minestrone bologna course, I will, of course.
What about our lobster and cobster? Our boiled Maine lobster and a side of 5 cobs of corn, toothpicked together to resemble a human being.
Like the famous New England cobster, of course.
Of course.
Why, I met my wife at Burning Cobster in 1992.
And a dessert, sir?
I don't see why not.
What about our ribs and dibs? Our house-smoked ribs with our special Grobiqui sauce and Nestle dib seasoning. Tickle your ribs by calling dibs on these ribs and dibs.
Why, that sounds like something that I would make me say.
Yeah.
Little glitch there, my boy. No, my boy, you mentioned that the ribs and dibs come with Grobiqui sauce. Can you explain this delectable confection?
Yes, it is our signature barbecue sauce, sponsored by Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
Singing sensation Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
It's a combination of molasses, tomato, brown sugar, and a bunch of secrets that we can't tell you, but also Josh Groban's deepest desires.
Directly from his groby heart.
Yes.
Yes, delicious. Could you make me a sloppy Josh?
Yes, we can make you a sloppy Josh, but we could do one better by making you a sloppy Joe and Joe. Served open face, our sloppy Joe meat is delicately placed upon the bread, and that sloppy Joe meat has a surprise. Coffee.
A cup of Joe to go with my plate of Josh.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Very good. Very good. Now, my friend, are you looking for employment? I can't believe you're wasting your time as a simple waiter.
Oh, Gary. You flatterer.
Oh, yes, I'm Gary. Yeah.
Kind of got lost in the character there, didn't you?
Well, you know that I spent... Listen, let me paint a scene for you. It's the mid-70s. I'm a fresh young acting student walking the streets of New York with a hope in my heart and a dream in my heart. And I meet you and we start a business venture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really short picture.
But I remember it well.
Yes, I imagine so. So some of the other, so let's reverse you here. Like, I will waiter and you be a magnate.
Oh, all right. I'm famished. I need sustenance. Tell me what your specials are post-haste.
Well, Mr. Magnate, some of the specials we have on today are the Fish and Dish, the Grove and Globe, and the Shrimp and Glimp.
What are these confections?
Well, the Fish and Dish, which is my favorite, is a fish served on a plate. The Grove and Globe, which is my favorite, is some of Josh Groban's relatives' hair from around the world. Can you imagine a lock of Jose Groban's hair, a lock of Federico Groban's hair, a lock of Anuntes Groban's hair, and a lock of Sensei Groban's hair, all on one plate?
It boggles the mind.
Now, and excuse me, sir, if I'm being a little bit too forward, but it looks like you could use a trim.
It's true. I'm getting a bit shaggy.
You're straight up Rapunzel in this shit. And I'm thinking that I'm thinking for you that it might be best to get the Shrimp and Crimp, which is a haircut while you're eating bottom feeding shrimp.
Oh, delightful. Yes, one of those and one for my companion, Misty, my dog.
Ruff, ruff.
You get a little lost in the character again there, Gary. That's so good. You still got your acting chops to go with your pork chops.
And my sideburns. That's what they say about the acting bug, is that once it bites you, you have 6 to 10 years to live, and during that time, you will be a good actor. So, so you can have any of those dishes. They're all kind of appetizer-style dishes.
Sure.
The Fish and Dish is a small fish.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things, you know, that maybe you would like. Like, let's say, you are a crazy old immoral person and you, your boner doesn't work and you want some traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay.
You can order the bear paw and eagle claw.
Oh.
And it's it's exactly what it sounds like. An ancient Chinese delicacy. And you also, while eating it, you get the pain of a fierce kung fu hold.
Oh, I see. Okay, kind of mixing it up a little bit. It's not just about the food, it's about the experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Think about all the street signs we're going to have on the wall.
I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people have stop. Lots of people have yield. We got a dangerous curve ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the curveball that we throw you with our delectable goodies.
At the Behen Dren Den Dren Dehenen Steak House.
Oh, Gary, what else? Let's do kind of a quick pace here. What else are you thinking for this restaurant? Got any more menu items?
Yep, we got the Hog and Log. You order an entire pig, they give you a log and some charcoal, and you cook the pig.
Oh, I see. Okay, similar note. The Lamb and Ham, which is a spiral-cut honey ham, placed delicately inside of a rack of lamb.
That sounds amazing.
It's a little turduckenish, but fancier.
Yeah. I mean, because turducken is really low class.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can get is the vegetable side and gravy slide. And it's, let's say you're a vegetarian, but you can also eat gravy. Mm-hmm. It's our steamed veggies. And they're just a must-have if you're on this diet. And you take the vegetables, and they slip and slide down your throat using a gravy slide for extra flavor.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, because you always want to have some vegetables to go with your steak. Speaking of steak, what about the Steak and Bake, which is the famous, Behendren Dehenen steak, served either with baked potato, which is where the bake comes in, or the steak is in a pie. How about this, Gary? I'm going to throw another wrench to this. You order it, but we decide which one it is.
That is amazing. Because one of the things that makes us such innovationeers is that we rail against the predictable, you know, in everyday life, right? So, like, we speak for all people and all magnates when we say we get bored easily. One of the things about ordering a steak I don't like is I don't know if it's going to come into a pie. And this seems like it solves that problem really nicely.
Yeah.
Now, is there any possibility that, you know, something about steak is that sometimes it's kind of dry. Is there any way I can get someone to install gravy caves into it?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, let's do it.
Everything goes at the Behandrandandrandandahenon Steak House.
Where our signature steak sauce is A2.
Oh, one better.
One
yes.
better. Take
yes.
it up a notch.
Yes.
A2 steak sauce. Or any menu item, Grobecue sauce.
Oh, delicious. I'm just imagining a huge plate full of salami origami, just folded into little salami cranes, coated in Grobecue sauce, and eating it with chopsticks for a true fusion experience.
That sounds delightful. Gary, this is 100% the best idea I think you've ever had that's food-related.
Thank you.
So excited.
The worst part about having to found this restaurant is I can't eat at it right now.
Look, I have another surprise for you. I've had this on speakerphone the whole time. I've been hanging out with Josh Groban. Josh, what do you think?
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Thank you, Mr. Groban. Thank you so much. Listen, I'm going to institute a new policy right here on the conversation, and I'm sorry to run this by you, Brayton, but how about Grobans Eat Free?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the Grobans that are donating their hair for the Groban Globe.
Yeah, we trade them steaks for hair. It's part of our Locks of Lunch program.
Not just steaks, Gary. Steaks?
Oh, whoops. yes, that's true. We don't want to be conflicted by a conventional punctuation like a period.
Right.
You know, constrained by that. So, steaks?
Oh, yeah, and it kind of ties into what you're already thinking. Like, you're done with your day at work, and you're thinking to yourself, steak? And that's where you go.
Yep. Yep, and we're asking the same question. So thank you, Mr. Groban. Thank you, Mr. Brayton. You know, and I think it goes without saying, you can eat there for free as well. Have as much Grobecue sauce as you'd like. And I know that I'm going to go home right now because I'm driving. I'm on the freeway right now.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to it's okay. I was so excited. I'm going to go home right now, and I'm going to start prototyping some of these menu items, including the one I just thought of, the tater and later. So let's say you got some lasagna manana, and you want some fries to go with that. These are potatoes you order later. They come with Grobecue sauce, which is rich in tomato-y goodness, and we like to say, you say potato, we say tomato. At the Behandrandandrandahenon Steak House.
Brilliant, Gary. Gary, drive home. Be safe. Very safe. Accidents, they're bad.
I wouldn't want to hurt my McRibbies. I will be very safe.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, Gary.
All right. Good night, buddy.
Good night. Went to the gym, and then afterwards I ate a protein bar, but then I was driving home going like, I should go stop and get like a protein shake. I need to get a protein shake. Maybe I should just buy a steak somewhere. And then all I'm thinking about the whole time, I'm like, maybe I'll have steak tomorrow and like some ribs. Like a sausage.